Hi, this is Frank Todaro, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
I feel bad that this kid has to lay down completely flat on the ground in order to transform, though.
It's got to be awkward.
Yeah, that is awkward. Someone's going to step on his ankles or something and break his leg.
I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
Well, I was until you stepped on my leg and broke it. Asshole.
I mean, this is like... Oh, man, I'm just going to save it for the show.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure in the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
That's right.
And returning to All Things Transformers is Pecan Court Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going.
It's going.
Yes, seeds from the past have come into the future at this point. So we have a bunch of news that we are going to get through.
What did you plant?
No.
Did flowers sprout from your bottom side?
No.
It's been years since that episode.
Yes, yes. I actually just used Rhinox's giant fart in a podcast edit recently.
My kids thought that episode was humorous.
Well, yes. I mean,
it's explosive farts. Ha ha ha.
Mm-hmm. All roads lead to the low road. So we haven't done a news episode in about a month. We are not going to catch up on a month's worth of news, but we do have several discussion points tonight. And first up is Velocitron Voyager Hot Rod First Look. It's basically the Studio Series Hot Rod, except more of a red Rodimus color. I still dig it, though.
This is getting expensive.
I actually like this one better. To be honest, I just like the deeper red.
Yep.
Yeah, sadly, I did not know that there was an original Hot Rod, so this was new to me. Okay. And I liked it a lot. I was like, this is really cool. I, you know, honestly, I think Hot Rod should be that nice maroon shade of red rather than the hot pink shade of red that you sometimes get with hot rods.
Yes, yes.
You know the shade I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, I yeah, know. Well,
what's funny is they have a core class hot rod that's out as a part of Kingdom and Legacy, and my kid wants that something terrible, but he was looking at this like the last one that came out during the Studio Series. Mm-hmm. I honestly think this one's much nicer.
Yeah.
Mm. It looks sharp. I like the accessories. I like the fact that you can actually, well, number one, he's got a chainsaw hand, but two, yeah, you can put the chainsaw on top of the car.
Yep.
Well, and then they have blast effects on everything now, which his exhaust, it's got the blue kind of sticking out.
It's yeah, it's got the orange actually.
Well, in the one photo on the back, it's blue.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
but yeah, for the toy, it's that color. Oh. But I do like how they actually made the figure look like the promotional image on the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of times they're missing the paint deco.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've noticed that sharp. A lot, but this looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, it does. Well, that is that's the thing. That's the thing with Hasbro packaging now. They are basically, instead of doing art for the back of the picture, that's the toy.
Well, no, I'm talking about during Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the figures that, like Dinobot, for instance, had better paint deco than what he had when he came out.
Right, yeah.
Which is why I had to repaint it.
Yeah, so for those listening, Michael has drifted away from the Transformers thing for a while, so he's kind of out of the loop on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
So we're having to reteach him. We're having to send him back to Cybertronian school, and RC is going to be the new teacher kind of thing. But yeah, no, absolutely. Oh boy.
Right. When I first left you, I was with a learner, but now mm-hmm. I return as the master.
Mm-hmm.
Except in reverse, I guess. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I teach you, will you learn?
Hell no.
No, not really. Yeah.
You all can't right. make me.
Be no, God exactly. with you.
No. So, I was going to say the last Rodimus that I bought was the Power of the Primes Rodimus.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those lines were atrocious.
Oh, you know what? He looks like a giant brick, but I love yep. it.
No, don't yeah. get me wrong. They look neat. I just, yeah, they're basically a giant brick. The only one that seemed to work really well for that was Optimal. And that's because yeah. people figured out they could pop the pin on the back and separate Primal from Optimal.
You know, I could not find that one, so I did not get him. Sadly. But yeah, this is, this is a sharp hot rod. I dig it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Have you heard, I know you've been out of the Transformers thing for a while, but have you heard anything about the new Nickelodeon show?
I just recently saw the new trailer, and okay. it looks fantastic.
Okay.
I like it.
Autobots, roll out! There's more to this than meets the eye.
Transformer stuff! Ha! My turn! Woohoo! Still got it.
Howdy, y'all!
Make the job so much more fun.
You're gonna love this.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
Destroy! Terror in the skies.
Transformers Earthspar. Stream the new series with your family this fall, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
So there are two new trailers. There's the Nickelodeon tweeted out just a little sneak peek at our Transformers Earthspark Autobot Leader Optimus Prime. So there's that one, and then there's the one where it's all of them, the bots are back, and we have a breakdown of what each of the, like, Optimus is a semi-truck, Thrash, that's the, okay, so this article, and I'm going to call them out on this because it's not like they sponsor us or anything, this article was posted on September 15th, 2022. As of this recording, it is September 19th, 2022. You mean to tell me you can't, like, if I have to point this out to TFW on Twitter, you can't go back and correct your spelling mistake? It's Thrash, not Trash.
Well, if you look on their website,
it says
though,
Thrash.
The additional images, it says Transformers, Earth Sapperk.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That was the first thing I caught. I'm a horrible person. God. But
yes,
we are horrible. Spelling people. Errors all the time, and it drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
It's all about God.
Yeah.
And I like this idea. I mean, motorcycle Transformers are generally hit or miss.
Yeah.
But I especially like the ones with sidecars.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that since Transformers Animated.
Yep. That was the
and
last
if
one.
they make human figures that are the right size to ride in the sidecar, that's just icing on the cake.
Rumor has it they are.
I would assume
that they would,
yeah.
We have Twitch, who is an air drone, Bumblebee, a yellow sports car. He's always a yellow sports car nowadays.
Literally, it says yellow sports car.
Yeah. Wheeljack is a rally car with a country accent. I don't know why Wheeljack is saying y'all.
Because he's got that sweet goatee. That's why.
I guess. Alita 1 is an all-terrain 4x4. RC is a muscle car.
She's a 1960s hot rod.
I want that toy.
Yeah.
That's cool looking. I think everybody wants that toy. You know, for years, it's like RC's the shelf warmer, but she's going to be a sellout.
Oh, in this line, yeah, people are going to want.
And that's the nice thing. I feel like they've actually given them a decent transformation. To where people are going to want them.
Yeah. Skullcruncher is a Croctobot, whatever the hell that is.
I'm kind of interested.
That's a cool looking robot mode.
Yeah, I love the robot mode. It kind of reminds me of it. It's almost got like a Bludgeon / Skeletor type look.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this huge face for a chest.
Yeah.
I did. I like it. Which is cool looking.
I'm curious to see the toy for that when that does surface, because I feel like I could kit bash that into a Megatron.
It kind of, you know, it reminds me of Death Charge.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Like a spiky Death Charge. I mean, that would be cool.
Yes. There's Swindle, who is an SUV, who is basically...
Swindle.
Well, yes, but it's more of an homage to animated than any other generation, yep, because of the SUV-ness of him.
Sorry, Fred Willard died.
Yes, I understand that, but again, it's an homage.
Yeah. Is he supposed to have a big purple mohawk? Because I'm not getting
it. I meant the truck mode, not the robot mode.
Oh, sorry.
The truck mode is the SUV part of his transformation is the homage to animated.
Yeah. Animated. But, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think Fred Willard Swindle had a mohawk.
No,
I don't pity that fool.
In my opinion, the TFA Swindle is the best Swindle.
No arguments here.
Nope.
Yeah. But he's got a purple mohawk, so we'll see what happens.
See what happens. Hey, maybe Mr. T will voice him. Oh, wait. No, he won't. And then for some odd reason, written as two words, we have Soundwave, a stealth aircraft.
Did they lose this copyright again?
I hope to God not. You would think that they wouldn't, considering they release him all the time.
I don't think they did.
Change his name.
They've got one that's out right now as a part of Legacy.
Yep.
And they've got a core figure that's out, too, as a package refresh. So I don't see them losing it, unless this is supposed to be a different version that doesn't necessarily follow that.
Yeah, maybe. And then Megatron, who
maybe he'll talk this time.
I don't think so. I think they're going with...
I don't like digital Soundwave.
But like in Prime, he didn't talk much at all. So
he talked later on, like season 3.
Did he?
Yeah. Once or twice.
It was kind of a shock when he did it, and it was welcome.
Yeah.
Silent Bob. What did you say?
Yeah.
Well, Soundwave says, chicks don't even normally bring you lasagna at work. They just cheat on you.
I would love to hear Frank Welker say that with the vocoder, please. Thank you. I'll pay $1 million that I don't have.
I'm getting close to figuring that voice out and the vocoder effect. I already did one with Starscream and Megatron arguing with each other with Starscream doing airplane mode.
Oh, that's right. You did your little meme thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I added the vocoder effect to both of them so that they kind of had the echoey G1 sound to them. And
nice. Yep.
I recorded it at work.
And then Megatron is an armored aircraft.
Where have we seen that before?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is going to be an awful lot of TFA callbacks here. But I saw the short clip of him transforming, and it was like, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, the helicopter mode is like, I've seen this before, kind of. But the whole... He's transforming, he's landing, he's hitting the ground, there's all the smoke rising up, the dust, and he rises out of it, and it's like, wow! Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really good. I like the animation style. I like all of the designs. The only thing that I am worried about is the human-to-robot ratio. Like, how much of the human story versus the robot story is going to be told in this? And I understand it's for kids, and it's supposed to, you know, you're supposed to show the kid characters to the kids, but...
Right. Did you think that Transformers Prime had too many humans? Because this is looking like it's going to be the same amount.
I think it's going to be the same amount. I just hope it's not, like, totally stupid. I get, like, kind of a... I'm getting almost a Armada meets animated meets Prime kind of aesthetic mixed, you know, between the three.
Armada, really?
I'm getting an Armada feel.
I mean, I don't think Twitch is going to be the Minicon. I'm getting kind of a TFA meets Prime here. I don't know about Armada, but I liked TFA.
I did like TFA.
I liked Prime. Prime was good for what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and I like that there's a lot of mix up here. There's a lot of mashup between the two, and I think it's sharp looking. And I, for one, don't mind the human aspect. I like the idea that they have for lack of a better term, a family of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that. Are they like Miles Morales, like Mexican African American, or just African American?
I am not sure.
I like the human family. I like that aspect. I think that they've already shown off some of their personalities, and I think that's going to play well. I like that their parents are involved.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Prime, I really liked how the mom was always involved, and the mom and the army guy were kind of yep. flirting back and forth, that type of thing. I mean, there's a lot of human interaction.
Agent Fowler or whatever it was. Or
yep. Agent Fowler, yeah. And in a lot of these, you know, you end up with the robots, even though they've been here for 20 to 40 years, they're still kind of a fish out of water.
So what do you think about Prime's face without the mask on, with the cheekbones and the chin?
You know, being a fan of Beast Wars, I'm okay with Prime having a face.
I'm okay with having a face. It just looks strange.
Yeah, this isn't the first time we've seen Prime without a mask. Especially
it just looks
TFA.
Almost
that battle mask comes up and down.
It almost looks like Marvel Comics, like from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So it looks off.
What I find most disconcerting is that head crest. It's just like a little thing that pops off, like a mohawk again. He's got a mohawk sticking out of the top of his head. It doesn't look right. You know, generally the head crest is formed along with the top of the helmet.
No, it looks right.
It's almost like he's missing a lot of forehead, I would say. Maybe that's the problem. He has so much cheeks and mouth and chin. He has a huge-ass chin. But, I mean, the chin is almost as big as the mohawk. But very little forehead, very little top of his head.
I get that vibe too. I think that's why it looks weird.
Yeah, when you're drawing a head, you know, it's an egg, and right through the middle of the egg, you draw a line, and that's where the eyes go. But his eyes are way up at the top of the egg.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the faceplate-less Prime, the open face. And yeah, you're right. But I look over at the one with the faceplate. It looks fine to me. It looks normal. The crest.
It looks better.
Well, it looks better. Yes, because
it's 3/4 of his head. You go from his eyes all the way down to that giant ass chin. Yeah, well, that's 3/4 of his head.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
And I think the only reason it looks good is because he has his head down, kind of looking at you over lidded eyes, like he's fighting you.
Down at your face.
You can't have my face.
Sit beneath my chin.
So yeah, I mean, some of these pictures are kind of cool. They look good.
Yeah, I do. All kidding aside, it can't be worse than the War for Cybertron trilogy or the Machinima.
I still have nightmares.
Despite the great voice actors that they had for the Machinima one, the story was crap. And then
the story was awful. This was written by sixth graders.
War for Cybertron, the entire thing was garbage. With the exception of a few actors, we did get
Frank Dodaro,
and Jason Marosha.
Yep,
Frank's amazing. Yeah, he's good too. Frank, though, oh man,
he got to play Ratchet.
I have an appreciation for Frank. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, Frank rules.
Right, but when you look down at the lower end of these screenshots, you have a lot of not just Optimus Prime with a face, but Optimus Prime with a huge smile making finger guns, you know? And when you compare Transformers Prime, where Fun Goes to Die Prime, you don't see him smiling with finger guns, you know? It's funny.
Bumblebee, that's how we do it.
Huge difference between Prime and Earthspark is that Prime was Cartoon Network, and Cartoon Network has always lately in the last decade or so played more towards adults than kids. Nickelodeon is the kids' network. Like, they've got SpongeBob, they've got whatever other things they have, you know. And I'm looking through some of the other article with the Optimus reveal. He looks okay. I mean, for the most part, it's not a bad Optimus. I just think it looks stupid with his faceplate off.
Who's doing the voice in this one?
For Optimus, it is Alan Tudyk.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm sold. I'm sold. I knew that at one point. Actually, someone had said, if they don't have Peter Cullen, I'm not going to watch this crap. And then I saw it was Alan Tudyk, and I'm like, you know what? If anybody is going to fill the shoes, I'm willing to see what Alan Tudyk does about it. You know,
because honestly, I don't have a problem with new actors trying stuff. I really don't. I
don't want to badmouth anyone else who's done the voice other than Peter Cullen, but you know, it's kind of a pale imitation. But
no, I'm interested to see what I'm saying,
Alan does with it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not going to be Peter Cullen. It's gonna be something completely
different. I'm happy to hear another unique take on it, as long as it's fitting of what the character's presence on screen is.
Yeah. Well, he has no faceplate, and he's doing finger guns. So I think his presence is going to change a little.
Yeah. So if you look in the one link I sent you, Transformers Earthspark Optimus Prime sneak peek video, you can actually hear him as the character, which is what everyone has wanted to do. So as he's going back looking at that, I oh boy, pricing on toys. So the War for Cybertron listings that the more 2023 Transformers listings found, Studio Series is expanding next year. It is not just going to be Studio Series 86 or just the general Studio Series that it is, that it has been. It's going to expand into other things, and one of those things is Megatron and Optimus from the War for Cybertron video game. Mm-hmm. Except as of right now, they're only listings, and the only image we have of it is obviously one of the game images from the game to show you what Optimus Prime looks like. But Optimus Prime, Voyager, War for Cybertron, Optimus Prime, just Generation Studio Series, $33.97 for a Voyager. Oh my god, these prices. Back in my day.
Oh, I remember when they were much cheaper.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, what I have a hard time with is the reissue of the Beast Wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're just ridiculously priced.
Yup. Yeah.
Expensive toys? What? Yes. No way.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, I've been collecting, since 84, and when I started getting back into toy collecting in, 98, 99, what do they call them? What size class back then? Just a regular size class whatever it was like $9. Yeah, and when they went to 12, it was like, yeah, deluxe. And when it went to 12, it was like rioting in the streets. Mm-hmm. Now they're 22.
No, they're 24.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh, Pete's. I know. Another reason I can't collect
Transformers anymore. And the Megas became Voyagers, which are now like 34.
34, yeah. And then your leader classes are like 60, 70, 80 bucks.
Yeah, the Ultra became leader, which is like 55. And then the Super, which was like 40 back in the day, is like 80.
My wife, who is fantastic and she's very supportive, got me Skylynx for Christmas, and I almost made her take it back because I'm like, honey, that's $80. I don't know if I want to spend that much money on a toy right now, that where I'm kind of phasing out of that collecting phase. Yeah. But I still have it. I kept it. It's awesome. It's an awesome toy.
Have you put a bunch of guns in his? Never mind.
That's right. He just swoops in and there's those guns. Hey, pacifist, grab yourself some ordnance. We're gonna overthrow the tyrannical government.
That's right.
because that's how that stuff works, right?
So did you see and hear Alan as Optimus?
I did, and I was wrong. He's totally trying to do Peter Cullen.
Oh, I didn't hear that in it, but
as soon as it starts, she's like, "Autobots, roll out!" And I'm like, "Oh man, come on!" But Soundwave actually did talk.
Yeah,
I heard that. And Megatron said something at the very end when he transformed, and it was like, "Is that Megatron?" Because he's not gravelly. It's not vocoded. It was just like terror from the skies, and I'm like, "Oh, well, that's a neat take on it." Okay, I'd like to see more.
Jason Marnoscia's kind of gravelly for years, you know.
Yeah. It's Mumra.
it's almost like Scourge from Generation One, like Headmaster.
Oh,
some weirdo.
What do you mean, idea? He's always one of the leaders of Cybertron. The true leader of the Decepticons. Consequently, Cybertron! Is there something? Do you need a lozenge? I actually have one.
I'm good, thanks.
It's that guy, because he's got that really slow take on it.
He's like, and I will talk for hours. And get Rodimus Prime.
Oh, it's awful. I hate
I can imitate that. I do it for the Headmaster's fan dub still.
Nice. But yeah, I think I'm okay with even the Wheeljack is all right. I like the Twitch voice. It's like the young, youthful female.
Yep.
Voice. I like that a lot. And honestly, I was always a big proponent of female Transformers. I like to see. I mean, I wanted more of RC originally.
He likes big bots, and he cannot lie.
And you other brothers won't deny.
That's right. All right, moving on to, I think Steve and I talked about this, but I showed it to Michael, and he's like, oh, that's cool. The masterpiece movie 12 and Nemesis Prime U.S. pre-order is live, or it has been live for a while now. But what do you think of Nemesis here?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Your face.
I know. I thought we talked about this earlier. It's really cool.
Yeah.
No, it's really cool. And the fact that it looks like a movie Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except he's Nemesis colors. And it's cool looking. I like it a lot. Yeah. I'm half now. Now that I've actually seen this figure close up, right? I'm half tempted to go back and try to find the Optimus Prime version of that, because it just looks really good.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just get this, though? This is better than that ever was.
Arguably better, yeah. No, this is really cool looking. This reminds me of kind of a better version of MP1, which was still one of my all-time favorite Transformers, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean, obviously, this is this is the movie line versus Generation One, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. It would be interesting.
It looks really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, he's got a lot of detail, differentiation in color. I mean, it's like teal, black, and gray. What more can you do? But he looks really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe we can get nitpicky about it and be like, well, these are Scourge colors, not Nemesis colors, you know. But he's still, just like I said, the amount of detail in it looks really great. He's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got
a neon green and gold matrix.
I like it. I think that matrix is cool. I mean, back in the day, right? It's like, oh, great, another Optimus Prime. You're doing the slow jerk, But when he opens up his chest and there's a matrix in there, then it's like the crowd goes wild. Oh, wow!
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're gonna pay that much for a masterpiece toy, you're gonna want a matrix in the chest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Just for clarification, from my favorite retailer, Big Bad Toy Store, even though they don't sponsor us, you can pre-order Transformers Masterpiece Movie Series 12 and Nemesis Prime from it's the Bumblebee movie version. That's what it's from.
Nice.
$154.99 at BBTS. So that's the price on their website. Steve, any thoughts on Nemesis? Or
I was just complaining about a $22 regular guy.
Yeah.
Deluxe size guy, and who honestly have gotten smaller over the years, and the boxes have gotten bigger to hide that fact, and yet here we have this
$155
for $155.
Hey, at least it ain't $400. I remember some of those original Masterpiece toys, $300-$400 for those.
No, I think I paid like $200 for my Masterpiece Megatron.
Oh, okay.
You want to know what's funny? I remember getting MP01 at Target for
$50?
$60, I want to say.
Oh,
and they had an entire wall of them.
They did. And he had – oh, wait a minute. That was later. I was going to say, and he had a platform that talked in Peter Cullen's voice. But that was later.
The second release.
That was MP04. That was the second one. Yeah.
Oh, no. In America, that was – he was released with a thing. Actually, I have them both, but I've got the one with the platform in a box. I never took them out because I liked my first one so much.
All right, folks. Well, it is getting to be the end of September, the beginning of October, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which means it is that yearly time we see Halloween stuff and costumes that look really uncomfortable. And from the AllSpark, we have new converting Transformers costumes from Disguise available at Sam's Club. We have Optimus Prime and Bumblebee and
Partsformers.
Are these really what kids want to dress up for as? Like, in these specific costumes, like, that doesn't look comfortable at all.
I mean, if you're happy in robot mode most of the time, sure.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the Bumblebee robot mode isn't bad.
The Bumblebee robot mode looks like, you know, a kid in a costume.
Yeah.
But once you put the car on top of him,
then it just looks painful.
It just looks painful to wear. It looks like it's made out of fabric, though, so it can probably scrunch up. You can probably throw it in the laundry after Halloween.
Yeah.
That the regular, actually, now that I'm looking closely at it. Even the jumpsuit looks like it's fabric. It doesn't look like it's plastic.
No, the whole thing is fabric.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of cool. I think once you bend over and get on your knees once or twice to transform, it's going to rip the knees off. They don't look reinforced to me.
Yeah, no. The Bumblebee transformation into the car, like, it reminds me of when I was a kid. I was much skinnier than I am now. When I was a kid, I would do somersaults and do all kinds of, like, contortionist things with my body. And now I'm like, ow, my back hurts just looking at this.
Well, you know, for years they had the around Halloween, you'd get this video on Facebook and it had these kids transforming into – in their Halloween costumes, and clearly their parents made them for them or something.
Yeah.
But they literally would just kneel down and kind of curl up into a ball, and the car would form around them. And I think there was one for Optimus and one for Starscream and, you know, one for Bumblebee. And it's like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And this, honestly, it would have been a missed opportunity if somebody didn't market that and sell it.
Yeah. Well, luckily, they didn't make one for Megatron. At least not the old.
How do you make a gun out of
that? Yeah. How do you make a Transformer out of a gun? Well, they did it in the 80s.
Well.
Yeah. That's like a strange yoga pose, you know. This kid, if you can get a kid that can form himself into a Walther, you know. It's like, okay, cool. Good job, kid.
Yeah.
Now show me the scope.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. That thing is huge.
Yes.
It's a shame there's only two of them, though. I mean, what's a shame, and I want to throw this out here, you have a full body jumpsuit, right? Mm-hmm. It goes from head to foot. I can't even see the kid's feet, you know? I can't see his hands. He's got gloves. He's got a full body coverage. And then you have this cheap plastic mask. that just attaches to the front of your head. It's like, come on, man, do better.
Yeah. Well,
you know what when they used to sell that full head mask for Optimus?
Oh, it is just a. Oh, that's. Oh,
I know. I'm disappointed. But yeah, they used to sell the full head mask, and I think I still have one somewhere.
I guess
that has a voice changer in it.
Yeah. I guess
they didn't make one for Bumblebee.
Yeah, I guess technically you could just have your to keep the illusion alive for Halloween. The second picture to the right of the kid with so in the Bumblebee, so it's basically the fourth picture down on the right.
Yeah.
Where he's got his hood up, where it's hiding his back.
He's still wearing the car on his back.
Yeah, he's wearing the car on his back. So essentially, yeah. I guess same thing with Optimus Prime, you know, same thing. Yeah. Like if you wanted to, you know, not be looking like a dumbass.
Like a guy in a jumpsuit with wheels on his arms.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you have to wear the car because, you know, it's not Bumblebee unless you have the entire hood of a car on your chest.
True. I mean, I don't know. Like, I agree, yes, but I don't know.
The Optimus is kind of questionable, though, because, I mean, he has a windshield on his chest in jumpsuit, but you're also wearing another windshield strapped across your belly. He looks like Hound. He's got this big car, cab, semi-truck cab beer belly hanging off of him.
Yeah.
Which would be good for me. Prime. You know.
Yeah.
It was Chonkamus Prime.
Made of Sterner. Or, no.
Sterner stuff?
Not Sterner stuff, but.
I thought you were made from sober stuff.
Sober stuff. Oh, God. Not this Prime.
Nope, not this one.
Not this one.
One will fall.
Yeah. Yes, many will fall. Once that one falls, all the dominoes go down.
They all go.
Yep. From Autobots, Jazz to
Dad Bods. That's right.
Exactly, yeah.
Dad Bods transform.
I could change.
Blow out.
I could change the new truck.
Oh, boy. All right, and finally, we have. We talked about this a while ago, but we have two images this time of just Transmetal, not Trans. Well, yes, it's Transformers Legacy Leader Class Transmetal 2 Megatron in hand images. What do you think of the dragon mode, Michael?
First of all, that is quite a mouthful.
Yes, yes, it is.
I thought he had a long name the first time. But I think he looks very close to the original. I had the original on my desk when I worked in Chicago, and this is my desk spot for a long time. And people would always be like, "What the heck is that? This is a giant dragon, you know, on your desk. That's kind of cool." And it's like, "Yeah, he's a robot, yeah." And then I transform him. But I think that there's some subtle differences here that I find a little distracting.
Okay.
Yeah. And first of all, his tail looks more like a little, like one of his little vestigial arms. It's like afterthought. You know, and the original had this huge, thick, luxurious tail with like a, it was like a metal wire in it. So it was swinging back and forth, right? It was really cool. And, you know, speaking of vestigial arms, you know, he's a little bit less of a T-Rex this time. But the neck, you know, and I like the way the neck looks. I think it looks – it's an improvement on the original.
It's all ball-jointed this time.
Yeah, but I mean at the top of the neck, I mean where the neck meets the chest, right?
Yep.
It's like, what is that? That's weird like looking.
They forgot to put something to cover it.
It's almost like they mistransformed it.
Yeah,
like it's supposed to notch in there somewhere. You know, it's supposed to come down half an inch and notch in there somewhere, and it's just not.
He said a notch, and all I can think of is, oh my God, Samsung got a hold of Megatron, or Apple got a hold of Megatron.
This is my thing with it. They're going that DNA Designs will have a third party add-on kit to upgrade.
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
To fix that, to fix the beast mode head, to fix, you know, various aspects that kind of look goofy.
Yeah. I think they improved the legs. I think they tried to keep those weird kind of wheel things on the knees, and that looks a little out of place in this mode.
Well, I think they tried to make it look kind of a blend of the original toy and animation.
Yeah.
But not have it functional of the fake third transformation.
Yeah. I think the wings look really good in, in dragon mode, but not so good in robot mode.
Yep. Agreed. Yeah. They kind of look cheesy plastic in robot.
Yeah, a little bit. They almost look to me like they tried to make like dinosaur skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but flat two-dimensional dinosaur skulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, now that I'm looking at them,
it looks like sharks.
That's just what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Get out of my head, Steve, because I'm looking at the dragon mode again. And I like tilted my head and I'm like, oh, hi, Skybite. I think my favorite part of this entire toy is the fact that you can put the translucent blast effect in his mouth to make him fire breathing. That is my favorite part.
Yeah, I like that. I'm surprised that he doesn't use that as like a club or something, because that's, you know, it's always a tail that turns into a club or a fire blast that turns into a club, etc. So he doesn't really do anything with it in robot mode. But I like the way he looks. You know, I don't want to be too nitpicky about it. I'm really happy. This is something that I would not have expected to have seen. Now, that being said, would I rather have the original? Yes.
Yeah. So just for your edification.
That was 20 years ago.
Well, true. Yeah. Just for your edification, Michael, the trans, the flame, it is, it does. I'm looking at the old article that Steve and I talked about where it said first official in-hand images. And I'm looking at an image of the robot mode where he is holding the fire breathing blast effect in his hand. So it does technically double as a club.
I would kind of expect it to almost be like a sword. It's not authentic to the TV show, but it would look cool.
It would. Yeah, I used to have the original of this, of the Transmetal 2, and I got rid of it years ago which was kind of bittersweet because I really liked it. I liked the effects on it. Yeah. I also was reading the fact that a lot of them were breaking, and I wanted to get the most money out of it before it did. Because the knee joints were going bad and parts in the back, and a lot of the mechanisms that made it move and do all of its effects were breaking on the old ones. And but it wasn't very show accurate. And to me, like I'm one of those weird, like animation show accuracy people, like as much as possible, like, given the new toys, like I'm not like that big of a stickler on them, but you know, they gotta be at least in the ballpark. This I'm kind of torn on it, 'cause I like aspects of this and the original. And I did have at one time the third party masterpiece of it, which was massive. And I dumped it because it was so big. But I wouldn't mind having this just as a, you know, to fill that void.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is now that we're talking about it, I actually got down. And I say down because it's on my bottom shelf. But I've got my Beast Wars toys down here on my shelf. And I'm actually looking at the Megatron. And the wings are spectacular.
On the original, yes.
He looks fantastic.
It's mind-boggling how bad the new one is in some regards.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, that's a disappointment.
I mean, but, the coloring on the original was much better.
The transmetal.
Yes, not only the transmetal, but just the colors. Chrome. Like I loved the translucent on the wings.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the whole overall, I don't know, the effects that were on it compared to.
Notice you don't see like a side by side comparison between the original and the new one, you know, because they don't want you to be like horribly aggravated by, you know, what they're trying to put out there.
Like the gold, like they maneuvered the beast mode hand so it forms over the chest. So it like folds into the chest cavity and over, you know, creates that little effect on the front. The only thing that's going to drive me nuts is in beast mode, they're supposed to be black, and then in robot, they're supposed to be the gold.
Yeah. Oh, I see how they did that. That is cool.
And the toenails are supposed to be black.
Yeah.
Like, well, all over it.
I'd forgive that. That's not terrible.
I know, but my OCD won't let me.
Wow. No, now that I'm looking at it, it's like the way they did the dragon chest versus the way they did the robot chest is really cool. And unfortunately, the huge jewel on his chest doesn't have a seat in it anymore.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a giant eyeball now.
It kind of does, yeah. That's weird.
So I'm waiting to see the third-party add-on kit upgrade is and toy hacks.
Yeah, well, it's sad he doesn't have a car mode. He still tried to keep the wheels, though. But no, I think this is... And again, you know, they're going to put this out for... at a certain price point, and it'll be
$55.
Yeah, I mean, the question becomes, can you buy an original for $55? I don't know.
No.
Maybe. No? All right.
I've looked.
I would definitely go out and try to buy an original. There was problems with the original as far as, you know, the flaking of the paint. I don't know how much of it... Really?
No.
You know, honestly, I don't think I have any of mine with flaking paint, but I've seen it.
Rat Trap.
Before. Oh, really?
That was the only one that did it to me. Although the 10th anniversary re-release of it does not have that problem.
Oh, you know what? I lied. I'm looking at my Jetstorm, not the little one, but the big one,
mm-hmm.
The tall one, and his chest is all flaked off. Well, that's aggravating. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why I have these guys in, you know, oak shelves with the plexiglass over the front, you know, like I want to keep them in as nice a condition as possible. But yeah, no, you go to trade shows and it's like, oh, look, it's one of these old, you know, Transmetal figures. And I really like the chroming, but a lot of times it's smeared off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't last very long in the toy box.
Nope.
No.
But yeah, I bought all these guys from like service merchandise back in the day and all of those are closed. So you can imagine how long ago that was.
Yep.
But they've always been on a shelf. They've never been like handled. They've never seen a sandbox. You know, it's not like some of the G1 figures you find where it's like, oh, what the hell? We call those well loved.
Yes, those are.
It's a well loved figure. You got to take it apart and get all the sand out of the gears.
I did that with an Optimal Optimus I got before the TransArt one came out. And it would not stay standing to save its life like its knee joints. He would just like flop backwards.
Yeah.
And my kids were like, what are you going to do? Like, and they're like, I said, well, there's two options here. I says, I take them apart and I see if there's something that I can repair. I said, or I said, I can tell this thing's been in sand at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I put his bottom
gears are all stripped out.
Yeah. So I put his bottom half in a bucket of Dawn dish soap water.
Yeah.
And I kind of sloshed him around a little bit and then I dried it really well afterwards. Not a problem.
Yeah. Huh? Really? Just cleaning it out.
Yep. I just sloshed it around. I was very careful with it. I only did like the, you know, from the waist down and it was fine.
Nice. Huh, well, good. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think I got two of those, you know, one for each mode, so I could display them. But back in the day, those were prevalent. They were everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I even sent one to Blanchard at one point. Been like, here, I don't need this one.
Which toy is this?
Optimal Optimus.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, here you go, kid. I don't need this anymore.
Yeah, I got like a bunch of these. Here, you can have this one. Yeah. Just, every time you bought like a lot, like a toy lot from eBay, it would come with one. Yeah, and it's like, oh god, I got like four of these. I don't. You know, now that I've parted out, you know, a couple nice ones, I don't need the rest of them.
This is why you don't buy lots on eBay.
The only nice part about
buy
this,
all the lots on eBay.
I know you did
lots. Yeah.
Well, the nice part is with this new Megatron, as it appears so far, he won't have his head up his butt. Like the old toy.
Like the old one, right. somewhere close to his tail.
Yeah, it'll be close, but it shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Again,
I mean, if his head is close to his butt, it's easier to bury the seeds.
Oh,
horrible.
What?
Cringe.
Yeah, again, I think I'd like to see the original, like, next to this guy. This guy's going to stand a lot better. He's going to, especially in dragon mode, he's going to pose a lot better in dragon mode.
Well, he looks like neck was terrible on the old one.
Yeah, because it was like a big rubber band, and you know, it had a little handle so you could move his head back and forth, but it didn't
want to stay.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't do this, but he couldn't rear his head up and have his arms flared out and blowing fire everywhere like they'd have in the screenshots. But in robot mode, which is what I kept him in the majority of the time, he was magnificent. He posed so well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like I said, people walk by and go, wow, what the heck is that? You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely repaint the new one.
We're going to get some metallic chrome paint.
I already have it all.
Oh, yeah. You're kidding. That's awesome. Yeah.
I've been kit bashing all of mine since Kingdom started coming out.
Nice.
Yeah, Steve has become quite the customizer. He hasn't finished anything yet, but
no, I've finished quite a few actually. I just haven't finished that one Megatron.
Oh, the one Megatron. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I've actually bought like third party stickers for some of mine, but I won't put them on because that's cheating.
I've done it with a few.
I've actually what's the name of that company? Toy Hacks. A long time ago, I bought the Toy Hacks stickers for Mega Supreme, and I really wanted my Mega Supreme to look like the one I had when I was little, you know, with all the stickers on it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, part of me was like, I don't want it. It's cheating. And part of me was like, this is going to take days. So many goddamn stickers.
Funny.
I had a similar moment. Did you guys see the one in particular I'm talking about is Trypticon? The Trypticon that came out probably a couple of years back?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
The sticker sheet for Trypticon, there's two sticker sheets.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a Toy Hacks sticker sheet set. And I put on maybe three of them, and I'm like, this is way too much like work. not doing this is going to take days, and you know, I didn't, and I still like the Trypticon just the way it is now.
But I think, isn't that part of the maybe not now that we're all old, but when we were kids, wasn't that part, like, we would get our parents to help us, but wasn't that part of the play pattern of Transformers? Yes, you have two toys. You can play with them a multitude of different ways. Oh, and also, instead of us putting the stickers on, you know, and maybe they not all go on, like maybe the factory sticker stamper, you know, screws up or something. You know, here's sticker sheets. You can put them on yourself and screw it up yourself.
Right. Yeah, you have no idea how many G1 seekers I've seen with their stickers and just oddball places.
It's just nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Why did they put this here? This makes no sense. This isn't where this belongs.
Why did they put the Decepticon symbol on Starscream's butt?
Jeez. Well, not even that, but it's like, you know, stickers that were supposed to, you know, cover certain aspects of them, like the big gaping screw holes, you know?
Yeah.
They put them in on their knees or some shit. You know, it's like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would they put these here? Yeah, I mean, it took me a long time to find seekers with nice stickers.
Yeah. Anything else we want to bring up, guys?
I want to hear Steve do a bunch of Transmetal Megatron impersonations, because that's my favorite part about Steve.
Give the people what they want.
I remember Sean Hunter.
Give the people what they want, dude.
D Do it. Do it now.
Well, we shall see what this Megatron looks like. And we'll find out where his head is buried. Yes.
You're awesome.
Alright. I think just because we're gonna go to a quick ad break, come back to close the show after this.
That's your cue to surrender. There is more to this than meets the eye. This is the Human Cybertronian Alliance.
Isn't he great?
Transformers Earthspar. Stream the new series with your family this fall.
Laugh, then cool pose. Oh. Ha ha ha!
Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana! Weep, Ninny-bong!
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content, till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks! Let's go out with a bang!
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete. Now.
The Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Oh, hey, I got something!
Since 2009, we have been the premier cartoon podcast here at the Geekcast Radio Network. We are Tooncast, from taking you beyond the cartoons we grew up with to seasonal saucy toon talk, and now we get the origins of toonsters everywhere as we ask guests 30 questions about their cartoon watching experiences, plus so much more. Tooncast is back. Join me, TFG and Mike, and the rest of the GCRN crew as we give you all the toon talk you will ever need, only on the GCRN. And wherever you consume your podcasts, we are beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. We are all toons all the time here on Tooncast.
Yeah.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6O, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman, and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right, folks, we are back and we are going to close it out as always. Steve, where can the people find you online, sir?
Well, they can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
What about you, Michael?
I don't know. I'm somewhere out there as Pecan CT Michael.
Don't get that song stuck in my head this late at night. Get out, get out, get out.
Badger,
which
badger,
one?
Badger. Sing it.
Mushroom, badger.
I was swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, because they are so awesome. That's right.
Okay. I'm glad this was on this show, not the other show. I'm at DFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow on Twitter at Geekcast Radio and at All Things TFV3 over there as well. Megatron, take us out.
Well, where am I taking you out to?
Not Burger King.
No, Taco Bell.
Like Demolition Man, we're going to Taco Bell.
We're going to Taco Bell.
It's a combination
Pizza Hut. Where I take all of my enemies.
Do it, Megatron. Where are we at? I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Which get all their food from the same trough.
Replicated crap.
I'd rather have Little Caesars than combo Taco Bell and Pizza Hut.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm the at Taco the singing. Bell. Combination.
I thought
Pizza
it was
Hut
called
Taco
the
Bell.
Low Road.
You gotta bring my yes strength Pampers.
And on that note, we're gonna end with some wild bean vines. So transform and transcend. Join us next time here on All Things Transformers. Thank you for providing the sound effects.
Yes,
now,
strength
now all is I need is Megatron doing, oh no, not that.
No. This is the most humiliating defeat of my entire career. Yes.
But wait, there's more.
What's Tater's precious?
I don't know how to follow that. How the fuck am I supposed to follow that up? Like, come on.
Where did you bury your head, Blanchard?
Not in my ass. I can't reach it.
Can't reach my ass.
The words he speaks. It tells me he tried.
No, I automatically know. The giant beer gut will not let me reach anything anymore. And I don't even drink beer. I'm not Michael.
You got to try going the other way.
No. No, that's going to be a huge record scratch right about now. Like, just...
He really did it. He really did it, didn't he? Yeah, he broke his back though.
He broke his back by going the front way.
Yeah. He couldn't help it. He tapped it.
Yes. I'm tapping out. Good night, folks. Oh God.
Messages.
Oh man, I was hoping you were gonna finish that up as Megatron. We'll be right back. Or anyway. Okay.
Well, so much fun.
As always, doesn't matter how long we don't do this together, when we do get together, it's a party.
No, it's like family. You know, sometimes you only get together at Christmas, but it's always nice to see you guys.
Yes. See in air quotes.
Hey, man, I got a face for radio. You don't want to see this shit. You
know? I'm the one with the face for radio. Thank you very much.
My wife is like, she's like, I said, oh, I'm going downstairs to do that podcast. And she said, you're going to run a comb through your hair, right? And I'm like, no, there's no video on this. There's no
video on this. The hell are you talking about?
We're real professionals.
I know.
Well, I say this all the time to anyone who I podcast
with. Scare the children.
Well, there's that. But then again, children are already scary as it is. Some of them. But, you know, I usually tell everybody I do audio, not video, so you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to do anything. There's no camera hook. I don't even have a camera hooked up to my computer. I don't.
I do.
Because I know you do, and that's fine, but
occasionally I have to present myself to people.
Well,
you know,
yeah, but that's your job. That's different. You get paid to present yourself for that. We're not paying you for this.
And I shower for that. And I comb my hair.
It's okay.
Not today.
We can't hear your dirt in your voice,
that's
whether
right.
you shower or not.
You get what you pay for. just covered in filth.
Hey, free audio stream, everybody.
It's discount Morgan Freeman.
Can you do a Morgan Freeman?
I have, but it only... What's sad is it worked better when I had COVID.
Oh no.
Because,
that's funny.
Because my voice was gravelly. Every time I look into a monitor prime.
There's not really any more. That's about it.
I love when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.